Good afternoon, Mobile Chillers.
Yo, what's happening, brother?
Nothing, man. Nothing. What up?
Any word on the insurance slash Barry thing for the 270-290 9mm?
They did, the insurance company is supposed to call me, and they have not yet.
Okay.
So, kind of waiting there. Because she did put the claim in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Why, you need them one back?
Well, I had somebody ask about the 290. That, of course, being it. Sorry?
The expensive one?
Yeah.
I can probably send that one back if you need it.
Okay.
Because I think we're probably going to be in the other range.
The 270 if they approve it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll let my coworker know. They were inquiring of just about availability. I mean, being a 290,
yeah.
It's like, you know, everybody's unicorn.
Nobody's getting.
Yeah. You know, hey, yeah. I want a 3-carat, but I don't want to spend 3-carat money. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, join the club, you know. And then they see a 290 in the inventory, and they go, hey, Cameron, buddy old pal. And I'm like, stop. I'm like, it's working.
It's working, but if they really, like, if they really need it, I'll send it back for you.
Okay. All right, I will.
It is a long shot on our end.
Yeah, you pretty much think if they're gonna go with it, it's gonna be the 271.
Yeah.
Is that the one that was is Barry okay with that one?
He was fine with it. He didn't say either way. He looked at it, but it was more along the lines of what's the insurance company gonna say.
Okay.
But I think he's only covered for like 35.
Well, the 271's way below that.
I understand that.
And I mean, I don't know how that works for you guys.
The other one's way above it.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's not looking to put in another 10 grand.
Right.
I would imagine.
Right.
So really it comes down to, is the insurance company...
But I don't
company...
know the last time they got an appraisal done and what their inflationary coverage is. So I don't know if they're actually covered for that.
Mm. Got it.
But like I said, like it's working. It's
yeah.
a possibility. It's a long shot, and if you guys can sell it, then I'll send it.
All right. Well, let me talk to my coworker. We'll see what their situation is.
Yeah.
And if you want to kind of poke the beehive with a stick and see if the insurance company can give you some information.
Yeah, because I haven't even received, like, the email that a claim was submitted. Yeah, but she definitely called. Because his wife is not like him. She's like...
She's Johnny on the spot.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how that works out? I mean, it's kind of, you know, a lot of times, you know, people are the opposites attract and stuff, but isn't that funny how, it's not in all relationships, but a good portion of them, it's like, if the husband or the wife is, you know, nonchalant, procrastinator, usually the other one is like, pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, if you want to...
I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, if there's any further updates that we can kind of proceed this along, I'd love to obviously report a sale, whether it's the 271 or the 290.
Me too.
It would be great, man. It would be great.
Me too.
You know, I you know, I report one of them sold and report the other one coming back. If my coworker can use the 290 because we don't sell it, fine. But
mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, if we can pop a $44,000 sale,
oh, yeah,
that would set
I'm
up.
I'm also being realistic, and I don't want to.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I'm not trying to hold up somebody's commissions, even though their client's probably in the same boat I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had somebody call in today. They're in Connecticut, and they're like, hey, I need a 1-carat. I'm like, okay. Couldn't tell you, Patrick, the last time I had a call for a 1-carat round. she's like, yeah, I need a 1 carat. You know, the guy already picked out the mounting and everything. So I need, like, you know, a 6.4 millimeter, you know, just a nice middle of the road. GH, SI1, SI2 is fine. So I quote, I think, what was it, an SI? I quoted an HSI1.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay. And I go, it's $2,300. And she goes, no, I need natural. And I go, that is natural. And she goes, a 1 carat round is $2,300. She's like, what's wrong with it? I go, nothing's wrong with it. I'm like, it's a 1 carat. The market has dictated such a drastic
drop. Yeah, anything over 150 is the new 1 carat.
Yeah. Like, dude, not for nothing, but even 3 years ago, which in the grand scheme of things isn't that long ago. I mean, I get it. It's long enough, but it's not that long ago. That time it was going for $4,500.
Yeah, I was going to say five.
You know, that's a huge drop in value.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to start, I think, telling jewelers, in a way, what a perfect way to safeguard your inventory. If you were running the store 3 years ago and you didn't have any 1 carats, and I got you to buy a couple 1 carats for stock because it's a bread and butter item, and you did it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
3 years later, you know, let's say you bought four of them, and you sold two of them, but the other two, and like you just said, the new 1 carat is a carat and a half. So now these 1 carats that you have in your inventory are not getting, like, they have dust on them. You don't even remember the last time you brought them out of the showcase. Why would you want to sit on them?
Mm-hmm.
I could give you dollar for dollar what you paid for them, even though the value of them has dropped. Like, you spend $4,000 on them, I'm giving you $4,000. How cool is that?
Yeah, man.
You know, and then you go up to a carat and a half, because that's now your new bread and butter. Instead of sitting on inventory that you don't know what you're going to do with, oh, and by the way, if you do need a 1 carat, now it's $2,300, so just call me and I'll memo one to you.
Yeah.
I wonder how many jewelers would see that as a benefit. This is where you tell me, nice try, Cameron. No.
It is a nice try.
It makes sense. From a business standpoint, to me it makes sense.
It doesn't, though, because if something's in your inventory for 3 years,
yeah,
it's been there for three years too long.
Okay, we are in agreement there.
But I understand what you're saying.
However, in the jewelry market, or in the jewelry business, you know how many people sit on stuff?
Yeah.
And don't even realize it. I think if people realized, to your statement, if people realized their aged inventory, they're not dumb. They would go, oh, whoa, that's, you know, that's bad. But I think people, jewelry owners especially, that I talk to, get so busy and don't even know their own aged inventory.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know those numbers. They don't run them. They don't keep track of them. They don't stay on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
The good ones do. The good ones do. And
but
they...
I would venture to get that most of them don't even know what that means.
Agreed.
Right. So do you know what a good turn is in jewelry?
Do I know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what a good turn is for us internally. I don't necessarily...
In a retail jewelry setting, your goal is 1.3 per year.
Which is significantly lower than what our turn on a whole
generally
wholesale.
Speaking, in every other business, turn is quarterly.
Oof. Tough.
Yeah.
Tough. But we are a luxury commodity.
Yeah.
So the rules have
but so
to...
are purses.
What's that?
So are purses.
Yeah, it's purse turn quarterly.
I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I would think luxury commodities, the turn would be different than... Like, this isn't going to Best Buy and buying a TV for a couple $100.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this isn't electronics or anything like that. So your turn would be smaller. Now, on our side, we are told and informed that, and this might be a little bit of company expectations, but we try to do a 2 to 3 time turn.
Mm-hmm. So how do they... How do they track that?
They have an aged...
You can't sell the same thing twice.
They have an aged inventory report to anything that's been in our inventory, how many times it's been memoed, how many times it, or how long, you know, it has been out on memo. Typically speaking, though, that's what they look at is how long has it just been in the inventory. They're trying to turn it, and by turn it, they mean just sell it outright.
I understand that, right? But if you're tracking turn,
mm-hmm.
if you're tracking this specific style number, how many times has it sold in a given period?
Yeah. They're tracking it more or less a – because you're right. You can't duplicate it. You can't be
right.
Like, hey, let me go reorder another 101 GSI-1 for $4,200.
Right, and I'm not refuting. I'm genuine.
Yeah, it's a general question.
Yeah.
Sincere.
Genuine is the word you're looking for.
Genuine?
Yeah.
Sincere?
Because you said general, and then you were like, I can't remember that word. I'm going to say sincere.
Oh, I thought in my mind I said genuine, and I must have came with general.
Yeah.
But I think they look at it more or less just, you know, by each individual item, and then they just group it, you know, which might also be why they bump it up to 2 to 3.
Because it's more by category versus.
Yeah. Yeah, like, are you turning your rounds more? Are you turning ovals more? Which goes into your buying methods, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're not buying princesses anymore. Guess what? Because we're not selling them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that? So, but, yeah, just kind of a thought, you know, from a business standpoint. If you can buy something that you know, in the moment... or in the foreseeable future, foresee being a bread and butter item or a hot seller, why wouldn't you want it in your inventory so you can sell it multiple times? And then know in the back of your mind, oh, I can just stock balance at any time as well, and I'm not going to lose any money.
Yeah, but you've already lost.
Well, it really should be no more than a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more than a year, because you're right. You know, the longer it's there in your inventory, you know, the more.
But honestly, I don't know right now if I would buy natural. I don't know if right now if I would buy. Period.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine. Inquire about buying naturals for investment, and I was like,
yeah.
No. And he goes, what do you mean? They're like at an all-time low. I go, all-time low? I go, they're at a current low. I go, but all-time low, that's kind
of
hard to say.
A couple hundred years too early.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, all-time low, I can't really do that, but is it the lowest they've been in 5 years? Absolutely. You know, certain categories anyways, you know, prime example, like I said, a 1 carat right now is $2,300. Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a low. I mean, even when I started 17 years ago, it wasn't that low. You know,
it was
3.
I think of where it was when I started.
It was $3,000 to $3,500.
Yeah, I was going to say $3,000 to $3,500.
Yep. That would get you a GHSI-1 for about $3,000 to $3,500. You know, so it's even $1,000 below that. But to buy it as an investment, unless you have a retail store, it's very hard to unload diamonds as an investment. It's not like gold or silver.
So, as an investment, yes. And that's why so many of them go through auction.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're not going to auction a 1-carat HSI-1.
Why not? You're certainly not getting $2,500 for it.
Okay, what are you going to get for it?
You're going to get... $1,700?
Yeah, so that as an investment, that's counterintuitive.
Right, it's not an investment. Diamonds of that size aren't investments.
My point, yes.
You need to add at least one comma to that. To that
buying rarity. A 1-carat round is not that rare. A 3-carat D flawless, that's a different story.
That's what I said. You've got to add at least one more comma to it.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. All very interesting.
Yeah.
There's multiple different ways to play. I think ultimately, at the end of the day, to your point, if owners or managers were more aware of what they're sitting on, what's costing them money versus what's making them money, and staying on top of it, they would run much more efficiently, they'd be much more productive, and in turn, they would be more successful.
Mm-hmm.
Quite the uphill battle for me to try to tell a jewelry store owner any of that, because who am I, right?
Anything. Just telling them anything.
You know, I've been in this business X amount of years. What do you know? It's like, okay. I actually lost an account because of that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, she was over in California. And she was losing to online. I'm like, here's how you do it. I've been in the business 40 years. What are you going to tell me that I don't already know? I'm like, well, 40 years ago, the online wasn't your competitor, was it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say it that bluntly, but I certainly, that was the gist, which didn't go over very well.
Well, that's why she's losing online, man.
Well, yep.
That right there is the reason.
Yep, being too bullheaded to get out of your own way.
Yep.
You know. So, c'est la vie.
Yeah.
Don't ever call me again. Okay. Good luck with your business.
Yeah. But hey, man, let me get going because we're getting out of here in a minute.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you later.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later.